Good morning. Welcome to Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm a local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you personally for taking the time to listen to our radio broadcast. We hope you'll become a regular listener each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to open up the pages of God's wonderful book, the Bible. We also encourage you to tune in our TV program that will follow this broadcast at 8 a.m. on public access channel number 6, called Searching the Scriptures, and we will run that from 8 to 8:30, and we encourage you to take a look at that and listen, and if you have any questions, feel free to contact us, and also check out our website, churchofchristatharrodsburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources that will aid you in your study of God's Word. At the end of our broadcast, you'll be getting our meeting times for our services at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. We are looking at answering the question, why? Why we do certain things or why we don't do certain things in the Lord's Church. We want to examine this morning the question, why we believe baptism must be immersion. A very common practice in the religious world is to sprinkle or pour for baptism. This may be administered to adults, but it is especially administered to infants. In all of this, we hear discussions of modes of baptism. The ideal that sprinkling, pouring, and immersion are all different modes of baptism. We must establish a distinction between mode and action. Sprinkling, pouring, and immersion are each a different action, not different modes or methods. If we want to talk about different modes of baptism, we might think about the candidate standing, sitting, or kneeling, or even where it's done. One could be taken backwards, forward, or sideways. All of these are different modes of the same action, immersion. Let us consider several reasons why we believe and practice and teach that baptism must be an immersion in water. Baptism is a burial. Baptism is called a burial. Paul wrote, "Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Not only is baptism called a burial, notice the parallel that is drawn. Just as Jesus died and was buried and then raised, we die to sin, we're buried in water, and we arise to walk a new life. The same writer said, "Buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through the faith and the working of God who raised him from the dead." This is from Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 12. Burial is defined to conceal by or as by covering with earth, to place a dead body in a grave, a tomb, or the sea, or to cover from view. And that comes from the American Heritage Dictionary. Thus, one is baptized, buried in water. He is overwhelmed with water or completely covered with water. The word baptism itself means immersion. The word baptism is not a translation, but a transliteration. That means to represent or spell in the character of another alphabet. The noun form of the word is baptisma, which comes from the verb word baptizo. Baptisma, defined by W.E. Vine, defines it as consisting of the process of immersion, submersion, and immersion, as used in John's baptism, of Christian baptism, of the overwhelming afflictions and judgment to which the Lord voluntarily submitted to on the cross, Luke chapter 12 and verse 50, of the suffering his followers would experience, not of a vicarious character, but in fellowship with the sufferings of their master. Some MSS have the word in Matthew 22:22-23. It is used in Mark 10:38-39 with this meaning. Baptizo, defined by W.E. Vine, is to baptize primarily a frequentive form of bapto, to dip, was used among the Greeks to signify the dyeing of a garment or the drawing of water by dipping a vessel into another. It's used to be drawing wine by dipping a cup into the bowl, metaphorically of being overwhelmed with questions. Baptizo, defined by Henry Thayer, properly to dip repeatedly, to emerge, to submerge, to cleanse by dipping or submerging, to wash, to make clean with water. Metaphorically, it means to overwhelm. Defined by Strong's, to immerse, to submerge, to make overwhelm. In other words, fully wet. Used only in the New Testament of ceremonial ablution, especially technically. Baptizo, defined by Gingrich, immersed, dipped, oneself washed, plunged, sink, drenched, overwhelmed. In all of these definitions, the common thread is a complete covering of water. That's how the word is defined as it's used in the New Testament. Examples of baptism show the person going into the water. Jesus in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from out of the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. If you came out of the water, we must conclude that he went down into the water when he was baptized. Philip and the eunuch in Acts chapter 8, verse 38. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water and baptized him. Both going down into the water is not necessary for sprinkling or pouring, but it would be for immersion. John baptized where there was much water, John 3:23. Now John also was baptizing in Aenon near Siloam because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. John 3, verse 23. Much water is not essential for sprinkling or pouring, but it would be for immersion. Crowds came to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. Matthew 3, 6, Mark 1, 5. Going out of the Jordan would not be necessary for sprinkling or pouring, but it would be for immersion. The jailer left the jailhouse to be baptized in Acts 16, 33. Sprinkling or pouring could have been performed in the jail. With immersion, the action is on the person, but the sprinkling and pouring, the action is on the water. Sprinkling and pouring are not synonymous or parallel with immersion. In one action is on the person, and in the other action is on the water. What is baptized? It is men and women who are baptized. The action is on the person, not the water. What is sprinkled? It is water that is sprinkled. Sprinkle means to scatter or disperse in small drops. Water is sprinkled on the person. The person is not sprinkled. What is poured? It is water that is poured to cause to flow into a stream. It is poured over the person, but the person is not poured. The water is. What is the direct object? Sprinkling has a direct object, water. Pouring has a direct object, water. Immersion or baptism has its direct object of the person. The candidates for baptism are also shown in the Bible to be penitent believers. One reason for practice sprinkling is that babies are baptized. Let's consider whether a baby should be baptized at all. Those being baptized are to be believers. Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believeth not will be condemned." Mark 16, 16. When the eunuch wanted to know if he could be baptized, he was told if he believed, he could be. Acts 8, 36 and 37. The Corinthians believed, and then they were baptized, according to Acts 18, verse 8. People who are being baptized by example in the New Testament in acts of conversion were all believers. Believers in what? They were believers in the word that they heard and the gospel that they were obeying. How does a baby do that? The baby believes in his mother and father. He does not have the capacity to believe and understand anything else. Therefore, He's not a candidate for baptism because he's not a believer. Those who were baptized are to be penitent. Peter said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit," Acts 2:38. Question: what does the baby or the child have to repent of? They're innocent. They've committed no sin, no transgression. No, they did not inherit Adam's sin. They didn't inherit the sin of their parents. Please read Ezekiel 18, verse 20 through 24. The baby does not have to be penitent because they have no sin. Therefore, they're not a candidate for baptism. Infants do not fit the Bible pattern for baptism. They have not sinned, as we've previously stated, according to Ezekiel 18. Baptism is for the remission of sins, which does not apply to them, according to Acts 22, verse 16. They cannot repent because they have nothing to repent of, in Acts 2:38. They are not capable of repenting. Therefore, they're not a candidate. Furthermore, there's no sin in their life in which they need to repent of, Romans 7, verse 9. They are not capable of formulating faith in their heart, John 8:24, that they must have if they want to accept Jesus as deity, because they don't have the ability and the knowledge to be able to do that yet. And they are not able to look at the evidence and to study it and to weigh it and to determine if the evidence supports the need for their God's condition for them to be baptized. Therefore, they are not candidates to be baptized. And it's not according to the dogma and theologies of men. It is absolutely absurd to call christening baptism. It is not baptism, it is sprinkling. It is pouring. It is not immersion. It is not baptism. Therefore, it is not accepted by God. God says one must be immersed, submerged, covered, buried, overwhelmed. Sprinkling and pouring simply do not meet the criteria. One other thing I would like you to consider. Many people who have seen movies that depict the baptism of Jesus show him going out into the Jordan River and John the Baptist taking a gourd of water and pouring on his head. Yet if you read Matthew 3:16 to 17's account very clearly, you will see that did not happen, that they both went into the water and he came up out of the water. And when he came out of the water, the Spirit of God alighted on him and spoke from heaven. You see, that's man's depiction to try to support his theology. Yet the Bible clearly states that baptism is an immersion in water where one contacts the blood of Jesus Christ. Is the blood of Christ a spiritual blessing? Yes, Ephesians 1:3. How does man receive spiritual blessings in Christ? How does he get in Christ? According to Galatians 3:26 and 27, he's baptized into Christ. Therefore, we conclude that baptism is an immersion. Not sprinkling, not pouring, not dabbing with the rolls, but a complete immersion in water. That is how the word is defined, that is how it was practiced in the first century, and that is what the word itself means. Therefore, being sprinkled or poured is not Bible baptism, is not accepted by God, and is not taught in the scriptures. One must be immersed in water to be baptized by Christ's command and by his authority. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next Lord's Day.